Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation tell us that 631 admitted patients are waiting for beds this morning in hospitals. 486 are in the emergency departments and 145 are in wards elsewhere in the hospitals. That's a pretty high figure today on a Monday morning, 631 people waiting for a bed. Now, the cost of installing solar panels could be reduced by up to €1,000 because the VAT on initial costs is to be completely abolished. In a bid to encourage more people to opt for renewable energy, the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan plans to slash VAT to 0% on both the supply and the installation of solar panels on homes and public buildings. The move is due to be signed off on by the government this week. Well, I'm joined by Berth Sheehy, who's Managing Director of EnergyWise Ireland, and Professor Hannah Daly, who's an expert in sustainable energy at UCC. Now, Berth, to you first. So a lot of people will be very interested to hear this news this morning. You've had a look at the numbers. How much do you think people can save now when they're installing their solar systems?
Okay, I have a few examples to note here, Claire. If we look at what we nowadays is maybe a reasonable size, but probably a smaller system, an 8-panel system. So if people look at their roofs, it might be 2 rows of 4 panels on their roof. So it'd be about a 3.2 kilowatt system, and it would, including that, that system would typically cost about €7,000. So €7,037. The new VAT saving here would be €830 additional of a saving, plus the government grant of 2172. So it will be a combined grant, you could call it, so of €3,009. So the customer would pay €4,028 as opposed to €7,037. So there's a good, huge saving there of €3,009 on an 8-panel PV system. Mm.
And that would do what? Would that do a 3-bed house or smaller?
It'd be a 3-bed semi-detached, because I suppose if a panel is essentially a metre wide, so you'd have about four metres in width on a roof space. So typically semi-detached houses would be common for that size system.
And what's that doing? Is that heating the water or is it doing a bit more than that?
Okay, the very first thing it's doing, it's feeding into the house. It's generating electricity to get used within the house. So it's going to your fridges, your freezers, your appliances. Once the house has been met, the excess energy, then you can decide, what do I do with this? So the excess energy goes into, you have an option of fitting a hot water diverter. Okay, so if you fit a hot water diverter, it's another little box, quite cost effective. It'll divert that excess into your hot water. We have a lot of customers who choose for battery storage, and I can give you some examples of the price of that in a minute. But if you have battery storage, once the electricity gets used within the house, it goes in and charges the battery. The battery can discharge then at maybe more expensive times during the day, so peak times when you've larger loads on cooking and stuff like that.
So it's storing the energy for when you need it.
Absolutely, for when you need it, or when there's peak draws.
Are they big, heavy things, Berth, that people might have in the attic, or where do they put them?
Yeah, they're in attics, they're in plant rooms. Some people put them in the garages, so it's wherever they can fit them. But the attics are the most common place. They typically get mounted on the gable walls inside the attic. The units typically come as all-in-one units now, so the inverter and the batteries are kind of modular. They stack on each other, so they're quite small. They're not too obtrusive.
I have lots of questions coming in, Berth, but this one in particular piqued my interest. I'm really interested to hear what you say to this. We approached two installers last year and both of them told us we are too old to benefit from solar panels. We're in our 60s.
I think a large proportion of our customers are people in their 60s. So they're people that have retired or getting close to retirement, because they essentially want to bring down the running costs of their home, because when they're on less income, so they can afford to pay their utility costs now, but they're worried they might not be able to afford them when they're retired. So I would say that wasn't good advice, to be fair, to those people.
I mean, what do you say to people when they say, when am I going to see a return on this outlay?
Well, I guess with the prices of electricity, I suppose published data will suggest you have about 7 years return on investment. This VAT element will help reduce it by possibly another year. But actually, if you look at the data and if you use electricity correctly, the return on investment is probably closer to 5 years because electricity prices are so high at the moment. You're talking about 40 cent plus a unit, which is crazy. So if you can produce electricity on site for free, you know, it's huge.
Okay, I have a few more questions, Berth. So can you stay on the line? Because I want to bring in Hannah Daly, Professor Hannah Daly, who's an expert in sustainable energy at UCC. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. What's your reaction to this development? Now, we're not sure when exactly it's happening, but the minister is bringing it to Cabinet this week. So no VAT, both on the products themselves, on the panels, but also on the installation. Do you think this will have an impact on people's decision making?
Yes, certainly. We're at the start of an inflection point where we're going to see a big revolution in solar PV. And I'm really delighted to come and talk to you for a change, I suppose, about a very positive topic for both energy security, energy prices, and about climate change. Because rooftop solar panels are really a tangible and practical way that people can reduce their carbon footprint. And people we know are really worried about climate change and they want to do something to reduce their carbon footprint, but also to bring down their bills, improve energy security. I suppose the big picture here is that solar PV panels, like we're talking about, and wind energy, they're causing a huge seismic shift in the energy system across the world. And these are going to be a major player in transforming our energy system away from fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. So one of the great things about solar panels, unlike wind, is that they can work even at very small scales. So anyone who owns a roof or a bit of sunny garden or something can have their own very little zero carbon power plant themselves that will produce electricity for 25, 30 years. And as Berth said, it really pays back in 5, 6, 7 years' time. And after that, you've got free electricity for decades.
Yeah, Aisling in Drumcondra asks if the VAT removal will apply to heat pumps and other SEAI energy initiatives. Now, as far as we're aware, it won't. It's just on the solar panels, Hannah. But would you welcome a move in that direction?
Yes, absolutely. I think we want to promote all sorts of clean energy products like. Solar panels, but also insulation, like heat pumps, like maybe used EV car imports from Britain, would be great to bring down the VAT on that as well, because while PV panels are very important, they're low-hanging fruit. They're not a silver bullet or panacea. Really most of our emissions and our energy bills come from heating our home and from driving cars. So they'll really come into play when we can electrify transport and when we can electrify our heating. Kind of combined with bringing down overall energy demand. And this is where solar panels can play a very strong complementary role in powering cars and powering our heating.
And Berth, we don't know when this change is coming in. And we've a lot of people asking how soon will the changes on the VAT, how soon will they happen? Now, as I said there, the minister announced it at the weekend. It's going to Cabinet this week. How quickly do you think this could be turned around, though, from an operator's point of view?
It needs to be really quick because already this morning we have an awful lot of emails and phone calls into Energy with Ireland, people wanting to put their project on hold. So currently we've lead times between 8 and 10 weeks. And if you put that on hold, plus the increased delivery times of, I suppose we call it new orders, if this is a delay of 4 or 5 weeks, it'll push the install times out to 12, 14 weeks and people could effectively miss the summer, their peak time for it. So from our point of view, we turn around very quick. I'm just hoping from a government point of view that it's really, really fast because it'll effectively stop solar for the next few weeks otherwise.
Yeah, because I have somebody here who's having the panels fitted in the next 3 weeks and they've paid 50% of the costs already. So someone like that, they're going to want to press pause, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah, because why would they want to pay an extra €1,000 or €1,200? And why should they be penalised for an incentive that's been bought in now? And they shouldn't be. And it's a little unfair. We're fitting solar PV panels for people today, and they're asking us what's the situation. And the situation is we don't know, truthfully.
Yes. You'll have to pay VAT on the panels that you're buying.
Absolutely.
To put in those homes,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, 100%. We've paid the VAT essentially on the products we have at the moment. So that's it. But from a, I guess it's just, we're going to see people going to completely pause. So how long will it take for this to turn around from a, you know, from a revenue point of view and a government point of view?
So it needs to happen really quickly.
Really fast, and absolutely.
Hannah, then when we look at the bigger picture, how much of Ireland's electricity can be powered by rooftop solar? Do we have a number or a figure?
Yes, so studies from my colleagues in UCC found that around half of rooftops in Ireland are suitable for solar PV, and that can power a lot of our residential electricity demand. And Minister Ryan announced an acceleration in our target for PV to 5 gigawatts in 2025, and that is around the same power generation capacity as we have wind energy now. And of course, it took around 10 to 15 years for our wind energy to reach the level it does. So that's a really big acceleration in our ambition for solar PV, but it is achievable. So a lot of countries in Europe are already installing, you know, 3 or 4 gigawatts a year. If you look at Netherlands, for example, which is the kind of the leader in terms of per capita solar in Europe, they have around 20 times the solar energy per capita as we do, and they're not particularly more sunny than we are. Around a quarter of homes have rooftop solar, and the installations are accelerating all the time. So, you know, the Netherlands installed around 3.5 gigawatts of solar energy last year, not just on roofs, but also in fields. And in Ireland, we have a lot of one-off homes and homes with large gardens. So it's particularly suitable for accelerating in that way.
And Berth, even with this VAT reduction, the way you explained it there, the example that you gave us for the 3-bedroom house, like, householders are still going to have to speculate thousands of euro in order to get this done. And it's just interesting that you say a lot of your customers are coming up to retirement, so they might have that money in the bank. That leaves out a lot of people still who just don't have access to that kind of cash.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess there's been, murmurs of government loans and low-cost loans and low-interest loans. But again, that hasn't materialised. The financial institutions are doing low-cost loans and green loans. But they're great, but they don't, I suppose, not everybody can qualify for them. So I think we need a fast track on government guaranteed loans for the duration of the payback of the project. So if it's a 5, 6, 7 year payback, there should be government backed loans for everybody, and that would be great. And just clear on the general investment of solar PV, it really is a great investment, and you know the people that have it are really happy to have it. Like, you, because you're producing electricity, you can do so much with it. You can heat your water, you can feed your appliances, you can store it for night use, you can even charge your car on solar mode, like, so you get, it contributes to free driving, you reduce your oil and gas usage by heating water. So there's multiple applications for it.
Yeah, you know? Margaret, though, says that the quotation, she got a quote for 8 solar panels. So that's what you were telling us about earlier, wasn't it, Berth?
Yeah.
That was the example you used, and I think you said it was around 7,000, didn't you?
I have. I just grabbed that back. An 8-panel string inverter is our costing, and I can only talk about our own company out here, €7,037, including that.
So, okay. Margaret's in Dublin, and she said that the quotes that she's had are between 9,000 and 11,000. So is there huge variation in what people are being asked to pay?
There is. We'd encourage people to shop around. And don't, like, the people ask them to shop locally as well. We're Cork, we're Munster. Granted, we cover a lot of the country, but they need to shop around, and there's definitely some installers higher than others. So
do your homework.
Absolutely.
Listen, I have one more that I just want to put to you. This person would love to get solar panels, but they plan to convert the attic into a bedroom in the future. So they're wondering, should I put solar panels on the garage in the sunny south-facing garden, or can they be moved from the roof of the house and put on top of a dormer attic extension at a later date?
If she's got that person, if they have a south-facing, a south-east-facing garage that's not shaded too much from the house, I would just put them in the garage and leave them in the garage and avoid all the changes later. They can, of course, put them in the house. The other thing you have to be conscious of, if you've dormer windows, it affects the open space in the roof. Will the panels physically sit there? You need a reasonable roof space, and ideally your house needs to be south is the best, or an east-west orientation will allow you to put them on both roof spaces, you know.
All right, thanks very much, Berth, for that. And Hannah, look, I know you've said that this maybe doesn't go far enough and that solar isn't going to solve all of our climate change problems or come even close to it. But you would expect people to be more amenable to getting solar panels after this change, right?
Absolutely. I mean, with a payback time of 6 or 7 years, you know, if, even if you didn't care about your energy bills or, you know, climate change, it's a really sound financial investment, as Berth said. You know, and even for the people maybe later in life who are thinking it might not, you know, be worth their time, it also increases the value of your home, and you know, just it's something tangible and meaningful to do.
Yes, well, I have a listener here, Maura, who's in the west of Ireland, because we had our listener earlier on who said she was told by two companies that it wasn't worth their while in their 60s getting solar panels, and none of us have paid any heed to that. But Maura says she was 60 when she installed solar panels. 16 years later, we've a huge benefit. So thank you very much for that, Maura, and I'm not surprised at all to hear that. It's a great idea, I'm sure, at any age. Who wouldn't like reduced energy bills? Berth and Hannah, thank you very much for joining us. We'll take a break, back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.